1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 13th day of July for 2018. In the news today, it was business as usual with the Plymouth City Council last night following a meeting 2 weeks ago that saw deadlock and a walkout by a council member, Councilman Peter Amoruso, who declared his intent to resign the council at the last meeting, resumed his council duties on Thursday. The main topic of discussion last night was the creation of a walking trail between the Hawksview subdivision and downtown Plymouth. Hawksview, constructed in the 1990s, lacks a connection to the rest of the town other than by Highway 49, and the meeting saw many Hawksview residents urging the council to implement plans for a walking trail, primarily as a safe route for school-aged children. Council member Leonard Burns, who with council member Keith White head up a subcommittee on the walking path issue, pledged that the city will be moving forward on the project. In other business, the council voted to accept public dedications of sewer and water lines in the new Zinfandel Ridge subdivision and discussed the minimum lot size requirements for residential homes in the city of Plymouth.
And the Calaveras Grand Jury Report has been released, reviewing the operations of local government. This year, the 19-member panel reviewed animal control services, the county jail, the Vallecito Conservation Camp, residency requirements of the Board of Supervisors, the 2016 Measure E election, and the county's high school districts. Well, for some items, the jury made recommendations, while others needed no action. For example, it found that animal control services is underfunded. A new facility is needed, and a dog licensing enforcement program should be established. In another investigation, it was found the county jail, though state-of-the-art and immaculately maintained, has a lack of staffing and wages that are not industry competitive, contributing to a higher turnover. Now, according to the report, the 2017-18 fiscal year budget listed overtime expenses at $265,000. The report recommends this money and additional money should be allotted to hiring more personnel. However, the report recommends a competitive wage study be approved by the Board of Supervisors and additional salary increases be implemented for correctional staff. The grand jury has requested responses to the report's findings from the Calaveras Correctional Department, Human Resource Department, and Board of Supervisors.
And the Calaveras County General Plan Draft Environmental Impact Report has been released for written public comment. The deadline to submit your comments is August 13th. The document covers the county's programs to accommodate future economic development while reducing over a dozen adverse effects on roads, emergency services, and historical and natural resources. Last time county residents had this broad of an opportunity was during the general plan update of 1996, some 20 years ago. You can, actually over 20 years ago. You can review the draft environmental impact report at the Calaveras County Library in San Andreas or online at the county's website. You can send your written comments also to the planning department. For more information, you can also attend a public meeting on Tuesday the 31st, 6 o'clock, Board of Supervisors Chambers in San Andreas.
And Cal Fire crews made quick work of a reported fire in San Andreas Wednesday. According to reports, the quarter-acre vegetation fire was caused by a juvenile playing with fireworks. A citation was issued to the child's parents by CAL FIRE investigators. CAL FIRE encourages parents to ensure their children have not secretly stashed any fireworks.
And tomorrow, nearly 2,000 bicyclists will hit the highway in one of the premier cycling events in the America West. It's the Alpine Death Ride, beginning its rigorous route through the High Sierras in Alpine County. The Death Ride includes both sides of Monitor Pass, both sides of Ebbets Pass, and the final climb up the east side of Carson Pass. Finalists will finish at Turtle Rock, 2 miles south of Markleyville. Now, what does this mean for local travelers? Well, from 5 to 7:15 in the morning, the road will be closed to traffic from the Markleyville Courthouse to the junction of Highways 89 and 4. Both Monitor and Ebbets Pass will be closed to vehicle traffic starting at 5 a.m. Monitor Pass, will reopen at noon. Ebbets Pass, 3 p.m. Now, Highway 49 from Woodford's to Markleyville Courthouse will remain open, though. Highway 88 over Carson Pass, traffic will be slowed throughout the day. Death Ride Management reminds everyone, please adhere to posted speed zones and early morning parking crews.
And tonight, Amador Arts TGIF Concert Series continues. Tonight in Sutter Creek, this week's concert will be at Mini Provis Park, featuring the rockabilly sounds of Twilight Drifters. The music starts at 6 p.m. Come early, set up your picnic, hang out, chat with friends. For more details, visit amadorarts.org or listen to samples of each week's artist right here, Saturday and Sunday before the Friday concert on KVGC's Arts Around Amador.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.